Hiya, folks. It's time to put your mouse ears on for the Mouse Ears Podcast with Brooks, Kara, Kelton, and Steph, where we discuss all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairytale Journeys Travel. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Mouse Ears Podcast. We are so excited to have you here with us today, where we're going to be talking about our favorite topic, Disney and Disney destinations. Today, I have Kelton with me. Kelton, say hi.
A jumbo.
Kara.
Hello.
And Brooks.
Hola.
Never fails. So guys, we have an interesting and fun topic to bring to all of our listeners today, and that's Disney.
I'm so excited.
It's a good one. But let's start off this episode with talking to them about some of the fantastic ticket and hotel promos and deals, because I think this summer is one of the best summers to go and visit Disney, specifically because they've got some fantastic deals for families and visitors alike.
Well, especially if you can stand the heat in Florida. I mean, that July, August heat, it's something. It's hot. Mm-hmm. Get that bottle of water ready.
That and your nice cool water towel.
Oh, I can't those, go to the yes. sun
or the fans. Oh, I can't do
with the misters.
You know, Disney Absolutely. Does. Oh, I actually had one here. I think my son took it, but those like $18 Mister fans that you know, mm-hmm. they stick in ice at the. Oh yeah,
but you know, have so one. Great. You know, what's so great about that heat keeps the crowds away. It's the best time to
that
go.
It does.
Low crowds.
I feel like I've seen so many videos of the lines being so low.
So hotels
low. Hotels are not. Yeah. The hotels aren't really that packed, so it's really a good time. You go through the lines a lot quicker, and you're not dealing with that heat for long periods
exactly.
of time. And then you're getting into the rides where there is AC quicker and enjoying
it.
Right?
I may or may not have been scouting the wait times earlier today on my lunch break. And in Epcot, the longest wait for Remy's was 50 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it?
Wow. Yeah,
at like 11 o'clock, it was only 50 minutes.
Can I just say for our listeners, you guys aren't seeing us right now, but Kara, Kelton, and myself, our eyes went wide, our jaws dropped as soon as we heard the 50-minute wait time.
Oh, if I wasn't that work.
But, all right, well, let's get into it, because I know we have a lot of different topics to discuss today. And let's start off with some of these fantastic ticket deals. Who wants to talk about the 4-day magic ticket? Anyone?
Oh, I can do that.
All you.
Okay, so the 4-day, 4-park magic ticket, $99 a day plus tax. And you've got your blackout dates in there. But it runs from July to September 29th is the last day. But the thing with this one is it's one park per day, so there's no park hopping, and you actually have to hit all 4 parks for this, you know, ticket deal to be valid for you. But honestly, I mean, it's just over $400 with tax, you know, per person, per adult. You can't beat something like that. Not when, as everybody will probably know, Brooks and I are probably we're doing a meetup for Joey Fatone weekend in August. And I was looking at tickets and I'm trying to decide, am I going to go the 4-park magic ticket, or am I just going to buy a 2-park hopper ticket? And the park hopper tickets are expensive. And I've really never realized that. So all in all, the 4-park magic ticket for $99 a day, I think, is the way to go for just over $400 with tax.
Well, what I think is wonderful is that, I mean, it does run from all of June, all of July, all of August, all of September. So you've got those summer months, but you got a little bit after once schools start back in as well. So you've got that grace period. But so I was actually trying to calculate some ticket prices for a client, and we were looking at 3-day tickets versus the 4-day tickets. When I tell you the price difference between getting 4-day tickets promotion versus just 3 single-day tickets, the difference was $10. I'm like, you, this is a no-brainer. You might as well stay an extra day because it pays for itself. You really don't see ticket prices like that, especially with the influx and different price tags just go up and down depending on. So, you know, like I said, when I made that calculation myself, I was like, you can't do better than this. At no other time of the year will you see prices this low for Disney. It just doesn't happen. So run, people. Don't walk. Run.
Run to your nearest travel Fairy Tale Journeys travel agent.
Great plug, Kelton. All right. So we got the 4-day magic ticket, but we have something special too for our Florida residents. For Florida residents, we have a 3-day and a 4-day ticket option. For your 3-day ticket, I want to say it goes as low as $75 per day. Or for the 4-day tickets, do I have that wrong, Brooks? Do you have it?
No, just these poor Florida residents that just get all these amazing deals.
Shake his head, and I'm like, wait a minute. So yes, the 3-day ticket runs roughly around $75 per day for the 3 days. And then the 4-day option runs roughly around, I think it's like $60. I don't have it pulled up in front of me.
$58 per day plus tax.
Amazing. Amazing. So for my Florida peeps,
I would be a Florida resident.
And then also, Steph, Florida residents, you know, if they just need a little more convincing, they still have the get a 2-day Disney water park ticket for the price of 1-day ticket through the end of the month of June for just $69.
Oh, it is summertime.
That's a great plug. Yeah.
To beat that summer heat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it doesn't just end there. We've got fantastic hotel.
Of course it doesn't.
Well, we got fantastic hotel deals as well. Right now we've got deals for Florida residents. We've got deals for annual pass holders. We have deals for my Disney Visa holders. And they range anywhere from 20 to 35% discount.
Yeah, one goes up to 35%. AP, I think, is 30%, and Disney Visa is 35%. But then we've also got the, for everybody, the up to 25% room discount. That's, you don't need to be an AP. You don't need to be a Visa holder. That's for everybody.
And so those dates run from July 11th through September 28th for the 25% for everybody.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It really is.
It's including everyone. And between your hotel discount, you got the 4-day magic ticket. If you're not a Florida resident, I can't express enough how good of a deal this is. And it does not get better than this. Minus the heat.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what heat? It's worth it. That's, like I said, that's the trade-off. That's why, you know, people always ask, what's the best time to go? It's like, well, what do you define as best? Because if you're cool, if you're all right with heat, then it's, you know, August, September, no question.
And it's not just that, but if you also sit at one of these fantastic resorts, you have pool, you have other amenities that you can do to kind of take a break from the heat and enjoy, you know, getting your tan on or playing with splash pads, right?
My trick
for summer is staying at the us fair-skinned people.
My trick for the summer is staying at the Polynesian, because then I'm like, oh, I'm in the tropics, and it just completely lends to that whole, plays into the theme. Well, great.
So that's a great point. You know, when you stay at the deluxe or the deluxe villa resorts, you know, you get the extra magic hours, and I believe it's, but you know, you've got Magic Kingdom and Epcot that are doing it right now. So that's two hours, I believe, extra at the end of the night. I'm so yeah, okay, it'll still be 85 degrees, but you don't have the sun beating down on you. And mm-hmm. the lines are so much shorter. You can do so much more. And the lightning lane, the free lightning lane for Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy, wow, does work for the extra magic hours.
Extended hours, but yes.
Extended hours. I'm sorry. I'm back to pre-COVID extra magic hours.
It's hard. I just don't want to confuse people.
No, you're right.
Extra magic hours are no more, but we have extended hours. And we have early entry.
After hours is a whole separate ticket.
Hours is a whole other thing. We're not even going to go there.
Extended hours. You brought a great point too, Kelton, because there's just so many perks to staying on property, right? Another great reason to stay at a Disney resort is that you do get early park entry, 30 minutes, and that does include all four parks. We've got Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios. So for those of you that are staying on property, you can also take advantage of getting a little extra magic at the beginning of the day before it gets really, really hot too, and before the parks get super crowded. Without having to specifically stay at a deluxe or deluxe villa. So, and then a little bit more to the point that Kara was saying regarding Polynesian, another fantastic, fantastic perk about staying on property is the transportation. Kelton, I know how much you love to talk about the Disney transportation. There's quite a few.
The Disney transportation.
Please, so, take it away.
I mean, I could do a whole podcast on transportation.
Why itself. Don't we?
We will.
Probably will.
Well, we might have to. So,
future
Disney
episode.
Transportation. You've got everything. You got the Disney transport buses. You've got monorails. You have Skyliner. You have the. We're just gonna group the watercraft together because there's four different watercraft styles that you can take. I mean the. You don't have to. Oh, well, and then we'll even throw in the minivans via the Uber app or the Lyft app. And so you don't have to spend money on transportation at all when it comes down to that. So staying on property is the way to go when you're visiting Walt Disney World. Disneyland, different story. But I mean, Disneyland, it's all, you know, within walking distance. So. Yeah, when you're at Walt Disney World, staying on property.
That's what we're talking about today, the different Disney destinations. And for anyone who doesn't happen to know what they all are, they're Disney World, which we've been talking about, Disneyland, of course, out in California, Disney Cruise Line. There is Aulani in Hawaii and Adventures by Disney, which takes you literally all around the world, pretty much anywhere you want to go. And there's also Disneyland Paris. We can also book Disneyland Paris. Now, there are the ones over in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. We don't book those. Obviously, those are there as well. But as far as the ones that we as Fairy Tale Journeys travel agents can book, those are them. Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Aulani in Hawaii, Adventures by Disney, and Disneyland Paris. So, like I said, we've been talking about Disney World, which I think is the one everybody, you know, most people tend to think of when they think of Disney. It's kind of the big, even though it's not the original, it's kind of the big.
I think it's because it's international larger.
Destination too.
Yeah, definitely. Did you know that Walt Disney World, like the entire property, is over 45 square miles? It's ginormous.
It's huge.
I mean, there's just so much to do. I mean, it's hard to really talk about everything and keep it short because there really is just so many different elements to this world that they have essentially created for everyone's entertainment, right? So, you know, we've got some fantastic hotels. We've got four parks, four gates, plus two water parks, and then as well Disney Springs, which is their shopping, dining center that you have over at Walt Disney World. But then if you want to head over to Disneyland to just kind of keep the boat rowing, Disneyland, as Kara was saying earlier, is the actual original Disney destination. Do you want to talk a little bit about that one, Kara?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Disneyland. And we're actually going the end of this summer again. So yeah, Disneyland is the original, and that is, you know, a huge part of what's so great about it. And it's definitely smaller than Disneyland, but that's also part of what's great about it. It is very manageable. It's the two parks, Disneyland and California Adventure. And there are three Disney hotels. There's the Disneyland Hotel, very creatively named, Grand Californian, and Paradise Pier, which is actually literally in the process of being changed to Pixar Pier. So that's going to be a whole awesomely Pixar-themed hotel. And those are what's considered on property. And yeah, it's the great thing about Disneyland is you can walk everywhere. It's just lovely and wonderful and contained. And I really like, if you're like maybe in the middle of the country or the West Coast or on the East Coast and don't mind traveling, it's kind of a good dip your toe in Disney destination, because you for sure get like the Disney experience, but it's a little less overwhelming than Disney World. It's less ground to cover for sure. So yeah, there's just so many great things about it. And even if you are kind of a Disney person already, have been to Disney World a bunch of times, Disneyland is totally worth the trip still. There's enough different about it that it's 100% worth the trip for Disney World people. It's not like, we've already done all that stuff already. Well, no, you haven't. There's a lot of different stuff. So now, of course, we are constantly like, well, we like this better at Disneyland, but we like this better at Disney World. So, you know, it's always this like comparison going on. But yeah, and Disneyland tends to run a little less expensive as well. You have to figure in flights, of course, but it does tend to be a little less expensive, especially because, you know, you could easily do a week at Disney World and you're just kind of scratching the surface, where you can do, you know, I recommend at least 3 days at Disneyland. But, you know, that gives you a really good time frame. So it can be a little bit shorter of a trip. So it's just an absolutely fantastic place. It's so charming. That's the word.
Yeah, it does sound like that when you're kind of crunched on time there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only take so many days off of work. Right. Disneyland seems to be the better place, you know, for you to go. Because you've got Disneyland, you've mm-hmm. got Disney's California Adventure,
mm-hmm.
and then Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
And that's really about it when it comes to Disney. And I'm not knocking it one bit.
Right. I mean, no, it's a good thing.
It is just, you know, Disneyland had the same issue that the other theme park up the road from Walt mm-hmm. Disney World had when they just got landlocked. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, but for what they've done, and I do like the idea, the fact that there are some things that are different. Like you've got mm-hmm. True New Orleans Square in mm-hmm. Disneyland. The Haunted Mansion mm-hmm. is actually like an elevator ride. You actually drop down. Mm-hmm. There are those subtle differences that mm-hmm. only a true Disney fan might actually know. Which
the Space all Mountains the true Disney are different fans, as well.
Oh, it's the two-seater. Mm-hmm. Rather than the one seater that is over at Walt Disney World. So
and before they took it away, Splash Mountain was different as well
mm-hmm.
with the seats.
But then if I could take Disneyland Fantasyland and drop it into Disney World, I think Disney World would be perfect. Disneyland Fantasyland is exactly what Fantasyland should be. It's amazing. It's so good.
Well, the other thing too, and you know, and that's like the great thing about Disney in general, is they have their own unique take on every single park. It's unique in its own way. Even if they tweak the rides a little bit, it's not just the rides. Even something like their Halloween party, Disney mm-hmm. has their own, Disneyland has their own,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I'm talking about Mickey's not so scary Halloween party and Disneyland's Oogie Boogie Bash. And this is just mm-hmm. Halloween. I mean, this is also the case for a bunch of other things that they do, whether it's Christmas or the works.
Mm-hmm.
They just have their own, I guess, appeal to it. It's a unique experience that really draws in a lot of people and makes it nostalgic, makes it a great place for families and just individuals alike, truly. And there's something for everyone. And I also heard the weather's not too bad in California in comparison to Florida.
I can't even tell you. So we were there last August and we're going again this August. And yeah, I mean, yes, it would get hot during the day, but it was so pleasant. I mean, there was a breeze and it wasn't humid. And oh man, we were as Disney World people, we were like, oh my gosh, this is heaven. It was so nice. So I tell people that. In fact, I had a client on the phone the other day who's like so worried about hurricane season. And I'm like, go to Disneyland. Problem solved.
I will say, as a true born and raised Floridian, I have never been worried about hurricane season when it comes to traveling to Disney. And if you are, that's why, you know, we offer the travel protection. That's why it's there if you're worried about it. I mean, you know, but all in all, my 5 years of working for Disney, they actually closed one time, and it was, I think, 2 days in September of 2016.
Right. We actually got to have the Disney World hurricane experience this past fall, November 1st. It was so late in the season, but Hurricane Nicole, I believe it was. So the park closed early, and then it was closed half the next day. But my gosh, it was like this character party, like the likes of which you've never seen before. There were characters just partying in the lobby the whole time. The arcade was totally free, so my boys were just parks. This is fun, you know. So and people go to Disney World specifically during, like, when a hurricane's coming. I call them hurricanes because it's so safe. And then the next day, the parks are empty. I mean, they are empty because, you know, a bunch of people have, anybody who's flying, you know, a lot of people have to cancel if they're flying. So the next day when it reopens, it's just empty.
I just want to give a shout out to our hurricane ride out crews at Walt Disney World. Those cast members, thank you for what you guys do.
Oh my gosh.
And all the hard
definitely
work.
Talk about having it down to a science. Oh my gosh. It's amazing to see.
Well, they put their guests first time and time again, and they do whatever it takes to make sure that their experience is well worth their time. Because it's not like going to Disney is going to be, you know, quote unquote cheap by any means. It's a well worth trip, right? It's a quality trip. And if you have something that's going to impede your plans, your original plans, whether it's going to a park or water park or you name it, they just do a fantastic job to make sure that your experience is not soiled by what otherwise would be a horrible situation to kind of be stuck in, right?
Yeah. And so, of the five keys, number one is safety, which, you know, Kelton surely knows. So that's paramount over everything. Safety is always going to come first. So, yeah.
Well,
so that's
that note,
Disneyland.
Well, let's take a trip and go on Disney's wonderful, wonderful cruise line, DCL.
Oh, yeah.
And the DCL goes out of multiple different ports around the world. It is Disney on the water.
Can I just say, I am just thrilled that we have a ship coming to Galveston, Texas this year. I mean, it's been a number of years, but the fact that now I don't have to buy a ticket to go out of Florida when I have a ship coming to me, it is, I'm excited for it. So,
oh, for sure. Yeah, I love that there are cruises that go out of New York. I wish there were more. They've actually reduced the number, and I wish they would expand them. But it's still nice to have the option. October and November out of New York, you can go to Canada or to Bermuda. So, yeah, so nice and easy.
And in Florida, we got three ports in Florida. We got Miami, we got Fort Lauderdale, we got Port Canaveral. So you really get a good amount
of
options
of coastline
in here.
Florida.
And they just recently added a couple more itineraries too in the Pacific, right? To Hawaii, New Zealand, Australia. So DCL is expanding, and they've got two more ships on the way, two or three. Treasure's one, yes, and there's one other at least that I know of, that they announced at least, but I don't know what the name is.
And so that's, yeah, so again, this is what's so great about the Disney destinations is, you know, if you want to have the Disney experience, there's all these multiple ways to do it. So if you're not necessarily a big theme park person, then a cruise is absolutely a fantastic option. It's relaxing. The one thing you'll hear about Disney cruises over and over is the service. I mean, it's just absolutely second to none. People rave about the service. And then the kids clubs. You can go on a family vacation and yet, you know, have your kids go to the kids club for a time and actually have time, you know, where you can finish a sentence, finish a thought, have a conversation, you know, when the kids aren't around. So that is definitely very appealing to a lot of people.
Plus the cruise line, the Disney Cruise Line specifically, they don't compromise space. So you have fantastically, what's the word?
Organized.
I was going to say their staterooms. Yeah, layout, that works. Their stateroom layouts are pretty big. They're comfortable for family. They have the split bathroom. So you have your toilet and your shower kind of split so you can have that privacy as well. And even though the ships are getting bigger, the rooms are not getting smaller. So that's fantastic. And, you know, we've talked about it in the past, but Disney does a fantastic job with theming and their ships are no exception to this. Mm-hmm. Each floor has their own themes. Each restaurant has its own theme.
Oh, the restaurants. We could do a whole episode on the restaurants.
Absolutely. And then they also have themed nights and themed sailings, right? They've got Marvel. They've got Pixar. They've got all kinds of wonderful things. So if you love what Disney has to offer, you love the Disney experience, you love the characters, you love the interactions, you love the quality of service and the food. Hey. You get everything all in one place without having to move around and get on, you know, one of the multiple transportation options that, like, for instance, Walt Disney World, it's all there. Mm-hmm. And then they have their private island,
Castaway Cay.
Castaway Cay, thank you.
Uh-oh.
Thinking of one of the other ones, huh? And then they're getting one more, or they got one more, and the itineraries will soon reflect the new island that they just acquired. So
I believe it opens 2024, the new destination.
So I do have it pulled up right here, called Lighthouse Point.
Oh yeah.
In the Bahamas, opening up summer of 2024. And Lighthouse Point is a unique celebration of Bahamian culture brought to life with the magic of Disney.
What more could you want? And summer 2024 itineraries are open. So there's itineraries right now that you can book that are going to be going to Lighthouse Point.
With your favorite FTJ agent.
That's right.
Well, on top of that, isn't Fairytale Journeys Travel doing like a onboard credit for that as well?
For some of them, yeah.
It pays to work with an FTJ agent.
100%. Now, moving along, let's say you want to take your DCL trip and go to Hawaii or not. We do have trips to Aulani in Hawaii. Brooks, you want to talk about that one a little bit, perhaps?
Sure. So with Aulani, number one, Hawaii, I've personally never been, but Hawaii pictures, it's known for its beauty. And how can you make that even better? Sprinkle Disney in there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful resort, a resort and spa. They have the Aulani, the Aulani Resort and Spa, and I will definitely probably mispronounce this, in Ko'olani, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, they have the spa, they have several activities that you can do. You can go snort, you have the Rainbow Reef, which is the only private snorkeling lagoon on the island. They have four different pools. They also have a specialized kids splash zone. And also they have a specialized lazy river. And then also, you may be thinking, I would like to see it. And on TV, they film American Idol there every year. They have American Idol week. And what better way to, you know, promote that resort. You know, it's the you see the beauty on the big screen, then you can contact your favorite travel advisor to go there yourself.
Well, like we've talked about time and time again, is the quality of Disney and how they treat their guests, what they provide, the experience, the theming. And Aulani is no exception to that. Aulani has fantastic restaurants, cuisines of all kinds of all kinds of cuisines. We also have at Aulani a great combination of Hawaiian culture with what we're used to with Disney. So you even the characters that come out there or the cast members, they are honoring the Hawaiian culture and traditions. And it's just a great, great way to kind of experience, you know, Disney in a different way. It's not what you're typically used to in America, or I shouldn't say America, in California or in Florida. It takes it one step further and it makes it a relaxing trip where who doesn't want to be, you know, at a pool or at a beach and be able to then go and hang out with Goofy at one of their
luau's.
Right. So I don't know. I definitely aspire to go to Aulani myself one day. That's for sure.
And like you mentioned, Steph, that's another one of the Disney differences is, you know, any company can, you know, plop down a hotel on a Hawaiian coastline and okay, it's beautiful because it's Hawaii, but Disney, no, they're not going to do that. They're going to research. They're going to immerse themselves in the culture of Hawaii and learn about it and then pass that on to the guests that come and visit. So it's not just like some cookie cutter, nice resort. It's like, you're really going to get a feel, like you said, for the culture, for the locals, for they respect the, you know, the environment and the location and the islands and all that kind of thing. You know, the Disney difference again. So.
And can I just say that one of my favorite shows to watch on Disney Plus is Fairy Tale Weddings.
And I love Fairy Tale Weddings.
Right. And they've done some fantastic episodes when it comes to engagements or actual weddings there at the Aulani Resort, because I know Brooks was mentioning American Idol. They do a lot there. I mean, it's just such a gorgeous, gorgeous location with so much to do and beautiful scenery, right? But that just kind of reminded me to, you know, it's not just for the vacation. People go and make lifetime memories there as well. So does anyone else want to say anything more about Aulani? Anything that may have been missed? Or are we gonna?
Oh, I'm sure we missed a lot, but we gotta keep it
an overview. Yeah. So next, we're gonna continue exploring different cultures and touch upon Adventures by Disney. Now, Adventures by Disney brings the Disney experience around the world to different tourist locations and blends the Disney magic with the cultures of whatever city, town, or country that you are experiencing. So what's wonderful about Adventures by Disney is they don't just do Disney. They do other elements such as National Geographic. They do Adventures by Disney also does the plane around the world, right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, that's the one that's like over $100,000 per person.
Yeah,
crazy number.
You get Trump a private crazy plane to every Disney destination around the globe.
But not to be afraid, Adventures by Disney does all kinds of things, whether it's a river cruise, whether it's an on-land tour, excursions, quick getaways, escapes is what they call. Short trips. And I don't know, does anyone else want to kind of touch upon how wonderful Adventures by Disney is? Because it's really just something fantastic for a family trip when you're trying to experience something, you know, outside the gates, the purple gates.
So, well, I mean, with Adventures by Disney, you don't have to go, you know, overseas or to another country to experience it. I mean, for me, as much as I do want to go over, like, you know, my bloodline stems from Germany and Norway, and I know there are some great Adventure by Disney itineraries in Norway. But you can also stay close to home too, because we do have them here in the United States, you know, within, I believe it's Montana, Utah, and I believe Arizona as well. So you can stay within the lower 48. Mm-hmm. And they do have one, because I was looking, because they have some, like, where you can actually go into, I believe it's the studio for some backstage stuff. Yep. I would be down for that one. Absolutely. And we almost booked it too, but the credit cards, they stopped us. So, but yeah, you don't have to go over. You could just stay right here in your own backyard and, you know, doing an Adventures by Disney itinerary. It doesn't even have to be Disney-fied, but it's, you know, you're going to get quality when Disney is brought into the equation. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to when we do our Adventures by Disney.
And the wonderful thing too is that they're constantly bringing new itineraries, new trips, new locations. So if you dream it, it might come true quite literally with Adventures by Disney. And they bring both, you've got a Disney tour guide, but then you also got a tour guide from those towns or cities or countries that are locals essentially, and are able to basically embrace you as a guest into the culture that much more than you would as just a tourist on your own, which I think is really kind of neat. You know, you get the storytelling that Disney is so fantastic at executing, and then you get someone from there to really be able to immerse you that much more and do something beyond the regular or popular streamlined tourist locations, hotspots, right. You name it.
Like Steph, you initially said, you know, Adventures by Disney goes to like the tourist locations and stuff. And well, yeah, you know, they definitely go to like some of the big obvious ones, but even within those, you're going to go off the beaten path. You know, there is more of like, they bring more of a local feel to it just because of like what you were saying. They have somebody who's from there, and you know, you can go kind of behind the scenes. Like in Italy, you can take a making pasta class, or in Vietnam, you can go and see, you know, these incredible shops where these clothes are made, and you know, all these different kinds of things that you wouldn't necessarily be able to do or even know to do, you know, if you were just trying to plan a trip, put a trip together on your own. How would you even know about these things, you know, to do? And then you wouldn't necessarily get the opportunity. So, you know, for me too, it would be such a level of comfort. Like we were saying, you're dealing with Disney, you know, you're dealing, you know, they set the standard and all of that. But it, for me, it's an even extra little bit because I have celiac. So that's one of the reasons I love going to Disney World and Disneyland. Like, I know that they're going to take that seriously. They're going to have things for me to eat. I don't have to worry about it. When I try to order something, they're not going to look at me like I have two heads and have no idea what I'm talking about. So, you know, one of the things about traveling that worries me is like, oh gosh, what am I going to be able to eat? You know, but if I'm going with Adventures by Disney, I know that that's going to be a consideration that they're going to have covered, you know? So again, it's that level of comfort. It's that knowing what you're getting going into it. And it's, you know, it's not like, I don't want people to think with Adventures by Disney, they're going to be going and, you know, walking around with Mickey Mouse. Like, no, that's not what the Disney part of this means. The Disney part is more the service aspect, even the storytelling aspect that Disney is just does better than anybody else. You're not just going to go somewhere and be like, oh, look, that's cool. No, come on, let's go in. We're going into this castle. We're going into this, you know, thing that you never would see otherwise. So that's the Disney difference with that.
And take you behind the scene on top of that.
Right. Yeah. And I think, isn't there an itinerary where you can stay in a castle, like one of the castles in Germany, like for a night or something? Like,
I do believe so.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that is, when it comes to Adventures by Disney, that's going to be my biggest problem is choosing. Like, my goodness, where do you start? Like, there's so many amazing itineraries.
And you also, like I was mentioning earlier, you got the National Geographic focused ones where you will be on this river cruise with National Geographic photographers, and they're teaching you how to take pictures and look at things through a different perspective. And again, it just all comes down to that storytelling magic that they're so good at it. in immersing you and making you see things in a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So it takes like Disney Cruise Line to another level, if you will, if you're doing like a Adventures by Disney River Cruise or something to that effect. So there's just so much to do. And a little bit more on that, you could be doing a Disney Cruise Line and maybe you want to tag along an Adventures by Disney Escape afterwards or before. You know, you're able to still continue the Disney experience on land versus on a boat.
Right. Adventures by Disney, they have, you know, different like cruises, different lengths of time, but they do have these ones called, like Steph said, escapes that I think are what, like 3 days, something like that. And they're great to like tack on, like if you're doing DCL out of, you know, Copenhagen or somewhere over in Europe or something, you could do an Adventures by Disney Escape where you're getting more into that location and getting to see more of that because, you know, you're over there. Why not?
Absolutely. So let's bring it to our last location that us as Fairy Tale Journeys travel agents can book for wonderful clients. And that's Disneyland Paris. Do you want to talk about it a little bit, Kara?
Oui, oui. Yeah, no, Disneyland Paris is it's so beautiful. You know, listen, I obviously love all the castles, but every time I see that Paris castle, my gosh, it is just, it's gorgeous. That whole park just has a whole different level of beauty. And it gets snow, which I think is wild to see a Disney park sometimes like with a blanket of snow. It's just so beautiful. They have a whole bunch of resorts as well that you can stay at while you're there. Things are a little simplified. Like when you stay at a Disney resort in Disneyland Paris, you automatically, like if you do a 4-night stay, you automatically get 5-day tickets. And it's a quick train ride from Paris. They've got it all, you know, it's really not difficult to get to or anything like that. And they're pretty straightforward. They have an app, but they don't really use it. The French people are just kind of like, no, we're not interested in that technology. So like, you know, when you book your Disneyland Paris through one of us, we can also do your dining reservations. And it's like part of your package reservation. You know, they don't do the whole, okay, we got to get on the app and make our dining reservations, you know, and all that kind of craziness. They're just not interested in the technology. So it's a little more of a laid back, you know, kind of visit. So while things are obviously a little different over there, there's a lot that's very similar and totally, totally worth the trip. If, you know, even if you've been to the other Disney parks.
Now I love all Disney parks equally. I just can't help myself, but when Michael Eisner did construct or direct for the building of Disneyland Paris, I mean, his goal was to make it the prettiest Disney park out of all the parks. So I know that the colors are vibrant. I know that the feel there is a little bit different. And again, just kind of going back to what we were mentioning earlier, each Disney park has its own enchantment. Mm-hmm. They have their own version of things. You know, Brooks had mentioned Space Mountain. They have their own version of Space Mountain over there. So you're never experiencing the same thing at all these parks. Everything's going to be different one way or another. And it just is, again, part of that Disney magic where you're going to be just immersed and getting goosebumps. You're going to feel like a kid again. You're going to be so, I mean, I'm the kind of person that as soon as I walk through Main Street, I'm already like tears in my eyes. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I love it. I never get tired of it. And I feel like it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you're always going to get that with Disney. Yes, I'm speaking as a true Disney fan, but still, yeah. I know I'm not alone. But Disneyland Paris is, yeah, right? Disneyland Paris is no exception. And then to take it one step further, you know, they've got two parks. They've got a bunch of resorts there, but they're also very, very well known for their food. Unsurprising since it's Paris, am I right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's, like, you know, I think this is really – talking about all these destinations is, I think, such a good example of how a travel advisor, how a Fairy Tale Journeys travel advisor can really help you. Because if you're like, okay, well, I want to go to Disney, but these are the things we're interested in, and you're not really sure, you know, what might be the best vacation for you. We can talk about all of this. We can talk about what your family likes, what they're interested in, you know, do they like to get up early in the morning, or are they more relaxed, or do they really want to like experience a different country? So we can really get into, oh, you know what? I think Disney World would be best for you, or Disneyland, or a cruise, or, you know, like we can really help you figure that out. And it's so great that there's so many options.
And I mean, it does help that we like to talk about it as well.
Oh, please.
I mean,
yeah.
So
very much.
I was just going to say, guys, I think that about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. But don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group and our Instagram page, Mouse Ears Blog, for all the latest news and episode details. Lastly, if you are interested in having one of our wonderful agents book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneystravel.com or send any of us a DM. So guys, why don't you tell our wonderful listeners where they can find you, Kelton?
So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at FTJ Travel by Kelton.
Kara, how about you?
I am on Facebook at Fairy Tale Journeys by Kara, Instagram as well, Fairy Tale Journeys by Kara. And on TikTok, I'm a little different. I'm Diz Kara, DIS_KARA on TikTok.
Brooks, your turn.
So you can find me on Facebook at Fairy Tale Journeys by Brooks. You can find me also on Instagram and TikTok at FTJ by Brooks.
And for me, you can find me on Instagram at FTJ by Stephanie PG. It's a little bit of a long one. And my Facebook is Fairy Tale Journeys by Stephanie Perrette Gentile. We will have these social media platforms on the description of each episode as well. And also, if you like what you're listening and you want to hear more from us, please don't forget to leave us a review. You can now hear us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So once again, guys, we are the Mouse Ears Podcast, and we can't wait to be with you again in the future. All right. Have a good night, everyone.
Listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Buenas noches.